This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today we're speaking with Dara Morgan, the man who has just made history by becoming the first person to swim around the entire coastline of Ireland. Over months at sea, Dara battled tides, exhaustion, unpredictable weather and the sheer mental challenge of pushing himself further than most people could definitely imagine. Along the way, he's raised more than €27,000 as well. Dara, thank you for joining us on iRadio's group chat. First off, huge congrats. What an unreal achievement, to be fair. What sparked the idea to swim around the entire coastline of Ireland in the first place? Was there a single moment that made you commit to it?
Yeah, so it's a question that a lot of people ask me. I went to college in Dublin and I kind of went down the route of, you know, getting the corporate job and I just felt it wasn't really aligned with my values. And I only really seen that when one of my other friends, his dream was to kind of bring a boat from Norway down to Ireland. And he did that. And I experienced him doing that. And I seen someone living to their values and really living a life of adventure and freedom. And it kind of sparked something in me. And it kind of begged the question, what is my dream? What do I really want to do? And I was always very passionate about my health, my fitness, and also Ireland. So I combined the both of my passions into this project, which is to swim around Ireland. So at the time, really, I wasn't even qualified to think about it. So I knew myself, I had to put myself through a necessary gauntlet of challenges and of for the mind, body and soul. And then only then did I think to myself, then I could tell people I'm doing it, to kind of put it out there into the world and potentially do it at some date, you know.
And did you have to throw yourself into an intense training regime then? So I imagine you had a background in swimming to some capacity, but I imagine there was a lot of work that had to be done to get you up to that level where you would be able to swim
100%,
the entire...
I had to... Like, my training regime was just all tailored to swimming. And like, I loved running, I loved all kind of different types of sports, but mostly what I did was always tailored towards swimming, and particular open water swimming. So I actually wasn't in the gym for about 4 or 5 years, so I used to work out outdoors. So what that would do is, it's not just from you know, not going to the gym point of view, and not just a physical, it's also a mental thing, because, you know yourself, the Irish weather, training outdoors on the west coast in Galway, it's uncomfortable. And there's a lot of times where you don't want to train in the wet and the rain and you know, maybe people are looking at you or something like that. So there's this social kind of dynamic to it. So I tried to throw every kind of challenge I could, even when I was doing difficult things. And working out is difficult in itself, but I tried to add that to that. Okay, there's a social element. There's a weather element. It's cold, it's damp. You know, I'm putting on damp kind of workout gear. And it sounds a bit self-flagellating, but it actually really just hardens your mind. Because on this journey, I needed that, because it was so, so, so difficult.
I imagine it was really intense. Can you walk me through like a typical day during the journey? How many days as well did it take in total? I imagine you had to do this.
So it was over 5 months and 17 days. And there was 99 swims within that. And then that's 93 swimming days. So that'll just give you an indication of how actually bad the weather was. It was very difficult with wind and all of that this summer. But when we got out, we really performed. So anytime that it was a good day, we averaged 15 to 17K, which is very respectable in the open water in Ireland, you know.
I laugh nearly at your words, respectable, because I can't even imagine like swimming 15 metres, never mind kilometres. Like, it's incredible to me. But I know something of this scale, you couldn't do it on your own. Who was your support team? And so, what roles essential to make sure
Yeah, and that's the training regime was my side of things. That's one thing. But look, you cannot do something like this without a crew. And I always kind of coin it back to the term of, you know, independence. I've kind of mastered that. I've mastered the ability to kind of do things on my own and my own discipline. But interdependence, that's working with people and, you know, having a team. I didn't quite master that. And I think because I was a member of Bádóir Ó Cladach, and I approached them with this idea, it just fell at the right time for them. I managed to get a traditional Galway hooker boat that accompanied me all around Ireland. And I didn't just get that boat. I actually got a man who was as prepared, if not more prepared than me, to do this journey. He was, honestly, I don't think I would have done this journey without him. He was kind of the rock of the whole journey. He planned everything. He tied up boats, 3 or 4 boats. He managed everything. He came from a family of sailors and fishermen that were the last people to actually use the Galway hooker boats for transport, which was their original transport. So it was almost like he was paying respect to his ancestry and his lineage in that way. So, yeah, I think me and him just meeting together was like an amalgamation of, this was everything I worked for in my life, and in a way it was everything he worked for, and that enabled us to actually make history, really, you know. So
there's great heart in that, great heart to the project, you know, with that background that he's had and things like that. And when you were out on the water, was there any particular stretch of coastline that stands out as the most challenging when you look back in hindsight?
The Waterford coastline, for whatever reason, the Waterford coastline was absolute torturous. I'm not sure if it was, there was a combination of factors. I literally had holes in my arms from wetsuit chafing. Then there was a lot of new variants of jellyfish around there. I was getting stung in the middle of the night. Then the winds would come in and we weren't getting as good tides as we get other parts of Ireland. So if I was to earmark any section of the coast, it would be Waterford. And I know a couple of people have attempted something like this, and Waterford seemed to break a lot of people, so it nearly broke us. So,
in speaking of that, did you experience any mental blocks along the way? Because I can't even imagine doing something like to that magnitude and not feeling the pressure once or twice and getting in my head about things. How did you deal with any mental blocks along the way, or even preventing them?
Yeah, so look, swimming is a huge mental kind of endurance sport, and especially in the open water. Now, actually, Dara was great on that side of things. He kind of kept everything level-headed, made sure, like he said, that I didn't get a big head or anything like that. You know, he always brought me back down to earth when I would maybe get very excited. We did a great swim, or then conversely, you can get very low. Things go badly. So we always try to keep ourselves on an even keel. Don't get too excited and don't get too low. Just kind of try and stay somewhere in the middle there. It's easier said than done, but that's what we try to do. And then mentally, look, it's such a big challenge. You can never prepare yourself, but everything that I'd done in my life before that just really kind of led me up to it. And I feel like the things that I had to go through beforehand actually stood to me in this monumental challenge, you know.
It's such an impressive achievement. I mean, that's nearly an understatement itself, but it is utterly a fascinating thing that you've done. It's unbelievable. And you've raised over 27K at the moment, and after operational costs, you're going to be given the rest of that to two brilliant charities, the Ornellai and the Simon Community. Do we have an estimation of how much that is yet? And also, what inspired you to choose those causes in particular?
Yeah, and just to re-emphasise that, like, this project was forecasted at 100,000 to actually get it off the ground. And now I have nowhere near that kind of money, and I approached every single company you could think of, and no one would touch us with a barge football, for right reason, to be fair. So we did this, which is probably an achievement in itself, on a shoestring, really, you know. So them operational costs were key to us to actually complete this. So at the moment, we're kind of going through the final, but we hope to give half of that to the charity. So that's kind of our aim and our goal. And look, we're leaving the page open for a good while so that the donations kind of go up. So that's our goal.
Well, I'm eager to see how that works out. And thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat, Dara. Really looking forward to seeing what you get up to next. I'm sure there'll be a huge plans in the future for some more events like this. And look forward to chatting to you again.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.